Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier.
Good morning, mamas. Happy Wednesday. It feels like Tuesday because it was the long weekend. I'm not so sure why it's so dark this morning, but today I wanted to talk about soothers and sleep. Jenna, she's the mama coach in Winnipeg. She just wrote an article about this, and I bet you we say the word soother every day in our practice at the Mama Coach because it's a tool, and it's both helpful for new babies, and it can sometimes become a problem for babies. And so why is that? So babies in the womb, like sometimes even when you have an ultrasound, you can see babies sucking their fingers, sucking their thumbs. It's a reflex. They are born innately knowing how to suck. That is normal. So it only makes sense that when they're born and in the newborn phase, that sucking will help soothe them and bring more sleep. And this is true. So with our newborn clients, we suggest that they do use soothers for sleep and for soothing because, you know, it's what their babies need. It's that innate need within their newborn. And so a soother is a really good tool for maybe helping your baby fall asleep, your fussy newborn, maybe extending a short nap. I wouldn't go back every single time and pop it back in his mouth. If it falls out and he's still sleeping, give him the chance to learn how to stay asleep without the soother in his mouth. But if he needs it to fall asleep, that's just fine. So use it for newborns, I guess, is the bottom line. The Canadian Pediatric Society, they recommend the use of soothers. You know, they say that it potentially could the risks of SIDS, which kind of makes sense in the newborn period where babies spend half their time in active sleep and half their time in quiet sleep. So active sleep is lighter sleep. It's easier to rouse from. It's where babies look really gassy and kind of fussy, even though they might be sleeping. And sucking kind of makes babies stay in that active stage of sleep, which is not where SIDS occurs. So it kind of makes sense that the Canadian Pediatric Society suggests that maybe sucking on a soother can decrease the risk of SIDS. Nobody's exactly sure on that. And so newborns, yes, you know, it's usually till about 3-4 months of age where that sucking reflex is present and babies really, really need to suck. So what about older babies? After 6 months, when the risk drops significantly, sometimes that soother can be the reason your baby's waking up 3, 4, 5 times a night. If it is the last step in your bedtime routine, is rocking your baby with that soother, and you find yourself like stumbling into their room multiple times a night to put it back in, maybe then it's a problem. Right? And that's, it goes with everything. It's only a problem if it's a problem for you, right? It's not up to me or any other mama coach to tell you, you should take your baby soother. That's a personal choice. And we understand that totally. But if it's something that you find yourself getting up for multiple times a night to put back in your older baby's mouth, maybe we should work on, taking it gently so that sleep comes easier. And what I mean by taking that gently is I wouldn't just take it without having the other pieces of the puzzle in place, right? So let's take a look at your baby's circadian rhythm, because if we don't understand that and we don't have the timing right, your baby is going to cry way, way, way more than they have to. Right? So it's about understanding their rhythm before you take the soother and understanding that we have the awake periods right. So that's one piece. The second is feeding. Is feeding in place and are things going well with feeds before we ask this baby to sleep? Because a baby that has an underlying feeding issue is not going to sleep easily. And if we take the soother, it's just going to mean more crying. So all of those pieces of the puzzle combined could make the transition process to no soother maybe a night or two, and things are going significantly better. So if your baby's older and it's becoming a problem, reach out and we're happy to help. I've attached a link here that Jenna in Winnipeg, she wrote this article on, and it has some good information. And then to back the bus all the way up to that, back to that newborn stage, because this is something I forgot to mention and it's important. So soothers can be super helpful for a newborn baby, but when should we give it? Not give a soother in the hospital or until breastfeeding's established. And you've probably heard me say this before, but it's not because I believe that the baby's going to get confused between nipple confusion, right? Soother, bottle, nipple. No, that's not the case. What might happen though is that the beginning, when moms are first learning to breastfeed, that is when your supply is delicate and it's being established. So if you give your baby a soother because he wants to suck, 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 you could miss really important feeding cues that help bring your milk supply in. Babies are wired at the very beginning. On night two, usually they want to suck all night long, and there's a reason for that. It helps mom bring her milk supply in, and it's good for baby. They want all of that colostrum. So by plugging a soother in their mouth, they might be okay with that, but it could really impact building your milk supply and setting yourself up for a really ample supply once your milk comes in. So I would, you know, maybe give it a week or two till nursing's going really well, and then give the soother, just so that you don't run into supply issues and so that you also don't run into a jaundiced baby, right? Because a brand new baby needs to have frequent feeds in order to excrete that extra bilirubin that causes our babies to sometimes turn yellow. And more than that, it can be, you know, it can be a big issue. You want your baby to wake frequently in the night to avoid the effects of jaundice, right? So a soother won't help your baby pee and poop more to excrete that extra bilirubin. It's feeding that well. And so that's just another reason to maybe wait.